Part 1. 1. Troy was the first to meet the woman. On Saturday, November 1st, the funeral service for Lily Worthy commenced at 11 o'clock in the morning at Lily's longtime church home, Riverside United Methodist Church in East Point, Georgia. Hundreds of people attended the ceremony. Over the years, Lily had touched the lives of many, and her untimely death left an indelible scar on the hearts of those who had loved her so much. "She fell down the stairs in her own damn house," Troy thought. He sat in the front pew of the sanctuary with his family as the 12-member choir launched into a soaring rendition of Amazing Grace. Lily had been 75, but in excellent health. Her tragic accident was so unexpected that it was difficult to believe, like something out of a sad dream from which you soon hoped to awaken. He knew his wife, Monica, was tortured by the same thoughts. Troy had kept his right arm wrapped around Monica for most of the service. Monica trembled, sobs shaking her slim frame. He stroked her dark, curly hair, but said little. Nothing he could say would make Monica feel any better just then. Holding her was enough. For years, he had seen Monica trying to convince her grandmother to move out of the old house. Her pleas had grown desperate last summer when someone had broken into Lily's home and stolen valuables. But Lily was nothing if not stubborn. When her neighbor Ruby Brown had called them early in the morning last week and could barely speak through her sobs, Troy had expected the worst. "Went to see Lily so we could take our morning walk. I had a key to her house, you see, since we'd been neighbors so long. And she was laying at the bottom of the stairs, and it looked like she must have been there all night." Although crime had been a concern in Lily's neighborhood, foul play had never entered the picture. There had been no signs of forced entry, no evidence of a robbery, and thus no police investigation had been opened. The conclusion, supported by an autopsy, was that Lily had gone upstairs for some reason, and on the way down she lost her balance, tumbled down the steps, and snapped her neck. Accidental falls at home accounted for thousands of deaths each year, and many of the victims were elderly. Troy buried his face in his wife's hair as the choir's singing echoed through the large, high-ceilinged sanctuary. Hot tears slid from his eyes. Lily had disliked him when he'd first begun to romance her cherished granddaughter during their residencies at Emory. Considered him a silver-tongued Lothario using his burgeoning medical career to entice women. But over time, he and the tough old lady had brokered a truce. He believed giving her two adorable great-grandkids had helped in that regard. His mother, Pat, sat on his left. She was keeping his kids under control, 7-year-old Lexi and 5-year-old Junior. Both of his children were in elementary school, but still too young to really understand what was going on, and he questioned the wisdom of bringing them to the service. But Monica had insisted they pay tribute to the woman they knew as Grand Nana. He was in no position to deny Monica anything she requested. Lily was the only family she had ever known. Lily had taken in Monica's birth mother, a teenager at the time. After living for only 2 weeks under Lily's strict rule, the girl had come home and announced she was pregnant, the father, unknown. She stayed around long enough to give birth to Monica, signed her over to Lily's care, and cut out of sight. No one had seen her since. Growing up without knowledge of her biological parents would have been an insurmountable obstacle for many children, but Monica had the iron-willed Lily in her corner. She had blossomed under Lily's loving but stern parenting style, zoomed through high school with stellar grades, and graduated as valedictorian of her high school. Finished summa cum laude at Spelman, went to Duke Medical School, came back home to ATL, and did her residency in pediatrics at Emory, where Troy was also completing his residency in radiology. They had been together ever since.
"She was all I had," Monica said softly.
She dabbed at her eyes with a handkerchief but couldn't staunch the steady trickle of tears. Troy took his handkerchief and gently brushed it across her damp cheeks. He hated to see her in pain, which there was something he could do to alleviate her anguish. But this was one of those rare times when even his